proposal of Honorable Dennis that I'm hoping that this report, it's suffice to say that it's what we wanted to hear. And surely the Honorable Speaker will help when he's getting this report from Department and Public Protector. And then it's going to that office as this committee saying that we refer now because we've done what we've done today, all these hours, DM.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you very much to members. I want to agree with you, Chair, that from the minister and the officials and the public protector, I think there was sufficient response. But I think the confusion or the difficulty, Chair, is when you have as a member of parliament, you have to adjust being a complainant before, and suddenly you find yourself being a member of parliament. Because now, what then you need to manage is what now, how do I deal with me being a member of parliament, not now as a complement, with the entire information that you have. And I think that's a process that Honorable Eugene is trying to struggle with. And I think he's doing well in trying to manage it. It's not easy. He was a complainant. This is his case. Now he's a member of parliament. Now he must deal with a report which has been produced on the 27th of February, 2022, not a complaint that he had put in 2018. So those are the challenges. The second thing is that I think the issue here is when you have a lot of information that comes from 2015 from Honorable Mhlongo, and now the report is you have to adjust yourself and deal with what is on the table when you know that there are a lot of issues that you know. It's a process, and it's the education that we're dealing with. In terms of the report that has been put on the table right now, and we have been dealing with as an agenda, I want to agree fully with Honorable Dennis that I think we have been adequate in dealing with it, Chair. All other outstanding issues that they would want either the public protector or the department to submit to the portfolio committee like the MOA and others, we will do so. There is no issue. But what we have to be clear about is that we are dealing with a report that was issued by the public protector on the 27th of February, 2022, which was dealing with remedial actions. All that we are here to do is to see, is the report that the public protector gave to the department, did we do what we were supposed to do? Both the department and the public protector are satisfied that we have done so. Other side issues that the committee members would want to deal with, we'll have to deal with at another area. But for now, the report of the public protector of the 27th of February, 2022, which is the item on the agenda, we have sufficiently dealt with it, Chair. Thank you so much.
Thank you, DM. Acting a public protector, and then the last person is going to be minister. Do you want to say anything new or to reflect?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes, Honorable colleague.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to reiterate that the reporting of the implementation and the remedial action was not reported to us last night by the department. However, we could not confirm it to the committee without proof thereof that was submitted last night, and which is actually what has come out of the committee. Whether are we satisfied? Do we have proof that the remedial action has been implemented? So it was critical of us to then get that particular proof. But I just want to thank this committee under your leadership, Chairperson, This is actually the only committee that has been consistently calling upon us to come and deliver our remedial actions, our reports, so that the department can account there too. It really strengthens and gives life to what is enshrined in the Constitution that organs of state must support the public protector in its work and ensure its effectiveness. And also thank the department. The department is actually also one of the only departments that fully implement our remedial actions and that doesn't have any other outstanding, because I asked the team before we appeared before your honorable selves whether there's any other report which is outstanding from the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and the response was no. And I would really like to thank the executive authority in that department, as well as the senior officials, for really taking the work of the public protector seriously and also realizing what is enshrined in the Constitution to support the public protector. But I also just want to mention that what is critical, Chairperson, and that I would like the executive authority to note, is that it's normally of huge assistance that we start to implement reforms even before we finalize our report. Because immediately when we bring the allegation letter, the department is called upon to reflect where it would have gone wrong. Really, our purpose is to support and strengthen this democracy, and not necessarily to be punitive. But where there is gross negligence or intentional maladministration, we then have to put in place remedial action that will ensure that there's consequence management. So the delay in implementing consequence management then leads to where officials end up having a chance to move from one department to another, or even out of the state without having been accountable. I mean, some of the officials, those who are within the state, and it's one maybe request that I may kindly make to the portfolio committee, is that, for instance, the former DG, as honourable members have pointed out, that he's still within the state and he's now the CEO of a Chapter 9 institution, is that the portfolio committee on justice. Yeah, the Portfolio Committee on Justice is the portfolio committee to which the chairperson, Professor Majola, reports to. So that if we would kindly get probably that interaction between the portfolio committees to then discuss the issues. But it then calls upon that there should be proper vetting processes within the state, particularly on this issue of movement of officials. We are putting our heads together with the Public Service Commission to see what measures can we come up with to ensure that where people have committed maladministration in one state department or institution, they then are not allowed to then move over without consequence management. And consequence management, it doesn't necessarily mean that their actions are so gross that they should not be employed in any other state department, but it's important to take accountability so that they do not continue the same act in the other department. And finally, Chair, as you might have noted the report, there's no remedial action against the former minister. Therefore, there is nothing that we can then enforce against him in that regard. So that is all from my side and my team. And really, thank you very much, Chairperson, and to the committee members for this committee. Your work has been outstanding in supporting us as an institution supporting democracy. Thank you.
Thank you, acting Public Protector of South Africa. Now we are no longer having time for this. I'm putting this to the committee that with this report of these two, the department and public protector, let's ask that this report must be taking back to the speaker with the information which we're getting it today. So I'm suspecting that we are coming to the end of this item, and I did say that I will give it the last word to the minister. I'm suspending is in order.
Chairperson, we don't support that. Yes, we don't, as the DA, we don't support that this item must be taken as is, that the remedial action has been implemented. We reserve our rights because we don't have documentation that supports the actual presentation before us. Thank you very much.
The DA doesn't support what we've just finalized. I'm seeing the hand of Mr. Mteto. Yes, Mr. Mteto.
Yes, Chairperson, so also EFF, we follow suit. We are not adopting this report. We're distancing ourselves from it until further notice.
Thank you so much. Honorable members, I've put the motion that this report must be taken as it is to the speaker on the discussion of today by empowering by Public Protector's Office, Honorable Adams, Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I would like to agree with you that the report must be taken to the speaker, and that is my view. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Maloman.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. As a member of the Portfolio Committee, I'm seconding your view that the report, what has been done, the work that has been done in the reports from the Department and the Office of the Public Protector. Thank you.
Honorable members, in that order, they will, as the chairperson, I will ask the secretariat to note the objection of saying DA, and then the objection of the Honorable Mtetwa, and then any other objections except those of DA or and of Honorable Mtetwa. Do you have any other objection? 1, 2, 3. Let me take this opportunity that as this committee, as you are saying, Public Protector, who have been trying our best, it's a big department. You starting have a Department of Sport at the sport who has got a huge what you call federations, you're coming to arts and culture, and all these things are coming to the one ministry. And that's why a Public Protector today, we must tell you that as this committee, we do sit 3 times a week because of the work. We do appreciate when we are calling you as Public Protector with the information, because we cannot just not recognize that you are also a highest officer, office in the country. We do take this opportunity to thank the work that we are doing. You are not looking only on this department. The entire national departments are on your hands. We do appreciate department. I'm suspecting you did take care of what the Public Protector is saying, and you do take care of what the members is saying, the compliance and all what is just said. Can I now give it to you, Minister? Vuyiseka?
Thank you, Chair. I forgot on my, when I did second, that this is the report that we accept. I'm proposing that we draft a proper report, we bring it back to the committee, and then we accept it as a committee as it is drafted, so that it can go to the Office of the Speaker, Chair. Thank you.
Oh, you want that process? Well, already the honorable members have rejected the report. I'm hearing what you're saying. When I'm closing, honorable minister, can you take this opportunity to talk to the public protector office as they are going to leave us? We are going to want you as a department to remain behind. To you, Minister Zizigodo.
Once more, thank you very much, Chairperson. I'm covered by the Deputy Minister. This meeting, I think, was very constructive and very fruitful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Public Protector. I'm suspecting when you were thanking this committee, you were doing your last words. Or if you want to say something, I'm giving you before you are leaving us.
Thank you, Chairperson. I was doing so, nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable members, now we are leaving CIFSA members, who are releasing the Public Protector Office. Now in our agenda, we are coming to the second committee discussion of the correspondence from legal team of the former CEO of Cricket South Africa, Mr. Morau. Let me take this opportunity to report to the department, which they did get the communication which was sent to the chairperson and for the committee, that there is this request from Thabang Grigori.
Chairperson, I'm sorry. I'm sure you can't see my hand. I'm the acting DG. Can I please request that we also release CIFSA?
I've said so.
Oh, okay. My apologies. I thought they were still here. Thanks, Chairperson.
Ujab was supposed to do a administration. I've said we are releasing them. Are they still in the platform? Thank you, Acting DG. Honorable members, this report did come to us as the members who have been part of this Cricket South Africa, as the members and the department. I would love, if you allow me, honorable members, to give the department to say something, because we have all read this. It has been with us. So if I can, if you allow me, saying that the department did get this report, and maybe Acting DG, can you tell us what do you think you want to say about this letter from the legal advisors of Mr. Thabang to you?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think once again, I will allow DDG. Sorry, Minister.
No, I just wanted to introduce that matter, Chairperson. I'm sorry I got delayed. I wanted to come immediately before I hand over to DG.
Thank you so much, Honorable Minister. It's in order. Thank you.
No, thanks, Madam Chairperson. We've interacted with the correspondents, but I think it's important to remind the committee that there is a history to this matter, which I'm sure the committee is aware about, the history to the matter of the former CEO of Cricket South Africa. And to an extent that there was an expectation that the minister or through a department must interfere in what is now called a legal opinion. You will recall that in terms of the National Sport and Recreation Act, there's very little that the minister can interfere in relation to matters as they relate to election, appointment, or termination of service between an employer and an employee, whereas if it has to do with the federation. And therefore, it's a bit of a difficulty for us to interact with the matter as it is. If the former employee has any, is aggrieved, has only grievance in terms of the outcome of the process which was followed by the Federation. I'm sure he's got all other avenues which must be exhausted. But having said that, I thought I might just lay out that history so that as we interact with the matter, you know the perspective and the view of the department. But like you indicated, I can allow the acting DG to give the same matter how we think we should be.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Minister.
Thank you so much, Minister. With your intervention, I was doing the protocol things, and now really, it's this one. It was needed at the head of the department, and correctly so. We have just done that, honourable members. This is the view of the ministry. Do you want to say something, honourable members? Let me give you chance to say something, honourable Mhlongo.
Chairperson, I think the letter doesn't say the minister must interfere. The minister used the word interfere. The letter does not say that. The letter requests an assistant from us as a portfolio committee. And I'm inclined for us to discuss it. It's not the minister must interfere. You use the word interfere, minister. The letter does not say that. The letter requests us to assist with the issues pertaining the Cricket South Africa board. Remember, they've announced that there's an investigation regarding the CEO. And we're still waiting for the outcome. What were the findings of the investigation after the CEO, which you are talking about? Another question that I wanted to ask, because I think it's so important for us to discuss it. Remember the promise for investigation in 2016, 2017, 18, and whereby Cricket South Africa lost plus minus 270 million rand, which we want to find out where were the findings. Can we have the copies of those findings? And then we'll take it from there, because they report to the minister in Cricket South Africa. And as they've appointed an independent board, and which was formed by the minister, the former minister Onathi Mthethwa, as a steward, that they'll guide us as this committee, because they've started saying there's a review of the findings. Now, there was Funduzi report, which is, we're still not sure, did they implement the Funduzi report, the outcome thereof, and where's the review on this? Because immediately when we have those documents, we can interact, because we're part of this discussion. Remember, they called him to come to work. He was at work. He was just suspended on VEPA. Later, the letter came. Now, we have to discuss this. You need an intervention and us as a committee to know what is the status. Where are the reports that have accumulated clearly for us to discuss it? Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to just into the decision of this committee, Chairperson, that we must at all times be aware of what is our mandate and how we must respond to correspondence. I think this is correspondence. We put it on the agenda. Chairperson, and when we receive a letter or information, we must also be aware what is the process to follow to deal with this information. I don't think our committee must just go into a discussion on this. If this is about any interaction with any affiliates that's connected to this department, or whether it be a federation or a sports or an entity, rather, then we must allow the organization, the entity, or the department that is dealing directly with these issues also to respond. I'm a little bit hesitant, Chairperson, that we jump into this. Because cricket, this is coming on for a long time. There's again maybe some matters that's been dealt with, and it could be again matters that is new or unresolved or outstanding. So all I'm asking this committee is to say, what is the process? Now that it is on the agenda, who do we refer it to before we do our oversight role? What information more do we need other than what is in this letter? Who must we consult? Is it our legal advice? Is it the department? Is it whoever entity we must consult? Is it the AG? Is it the public protector? Whoever must look into all the information, the content in the letter. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to give my opinion on the content of this letter. I want us to be clear on what processes this committee must follow when we have to deal with information that is on the agenda, particularly information that's coming from outside to our committee and how we must deal with it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis, Honorable Zondi.
Yes, Chair. I think I'm partly covered by Honorable Joseph. The minister is saying this is the matter between the employer and the employee. However, because it has been brought to us as a committee, but the minister is clear on saying that if all the processes between the employer and employee has not been exhausted, the department or the minister himself or the ministry cannot go between them. Now, how can we intervene based on that? If I'm saying I'm partly covered with Honorable Joseph, because the minister is not saying they are not going to ignore the request to intervene as the department, but because the matter is still between them and they have not outlined to us whether all the processes on the matter has been dealt with or exhausted, then how can we intervene? So I therefore support the minister. If the matter is still between the employer and employee, and they have not dealt with all the processes, then bring back the matter to us to say, we are at loggerheads with the processes of the employer and employee. And this is how, if the minister has been monitoring the matter, and the minister is saying to us, this is how we intervene as the department. That is why we are going to intervene as a committee. For now, Chair, I think the matter is still between the employer and the employee. And it has something to discuss, but I don't know how intervention are they expecting from us if the minister has not taken a side or a decision on whether the matter should be dealt with as an intervention. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi, Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I think maybe as a committee, let's wait until they finalize all the procedure of a grievance, because this matter is between an employee and an employer, and you cannot just intervene on this situation until there is an outcome of whatsoever. And if maybe they can also go to the department, if maybe there are challenges, because this, it's got legal issues, and you cannot just deal with a matter that is having legal issues, because whatever that we're going to do, whatever that we're going to say, it will be used also as part of the procedure in the grievance. So my request as a committee, let's wait until they finalize this thing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Members. My intake also, Honorable Members, really, we have, as somebody was saying, we've discussed this thing of Funzo report, and if we do remember correctly, Cricket South Africa, then they didn't even not want to give us this report. And it was Funzi department and SASCOC, and it was not easy to get a report until you honorable members were firm that no, if you are not giving this report to the department, advocating Sebenza interventions. So finally we got this report. But the only problem that as a member of this committee is that now this correspondence is from the attorneys. And how can an oversight people who did their oversight now the stage where it is, it's now is between the employer and the employee took the issue to the attorneys. And now what can this department and us as a committee do an issue of a legal issues? So in reality, I'm saying that I'm concurring with all what honorable members were saying, even with these problems that this employer is having. But the problem, it's the cases with the legal attorneys. So I'm not sure now as a committee that what department is going to do. We do understand, but we've played our role and we made that those who didn't want to give us a report, finally they did give us this report. So, honorable members, I'm still seeing a hand, honorable Mhlongo.
Thanks, Chair. Chair, I concur with members, but not saying we discuss it now. We need all parties. I think Honorable Joseph is quite right. All parties must be here. Because the question that I've asked, remember there was a Funduzi report, and which was there was a review. We don't have that review report. We have a Funduzi report, but not the review report. And remember before the gentleman who was suspended, that therefore there was a case where he uses his credit card plus minus 300,000 or something. The actual amount I actually forgot, but there was an amount used on the credit card. We did not get the actual statement to say he uses irregularly these, because the review report, Chair, if you remember, we don't have the review report, which was given by the former minister, Ogutu Maseve, review report, as he was a steward towards Cricket South Africa. At that time, there were several issues, not only on the issue of the former CEO. Now, I'm saying I concur with members. We must call both parties. If we'll call them when we schedule them on our meeting. But this issue, I think it's good for us that we're in fact, give me a letter, a light. This is another issue which is outstanding with Cricket South Africa, which is what outstanding. And then we have to, when they come, we call and then we ask the pertaining the actual review report from the Funduzi report.
Thank you, honorable member. When we come to that point of the review report as a committee, we'll get from themselves. Honorable minister and honorable members, we do hear what you are saying, and the review report is another issue which we didn't call them that they must come and present that. But today we were talking about this employee who is not satisfied and the legal advices. So I wanted to say that the secretariat, they must respond to this former CEO, the discussions of today.
Point of order, Chair? Ask his Chair.
Yes, Honorable.
I see the name. The Mr. Moore is here. He was invited to our meeting, and you are saying, I'm confused. Ngona, there's a move on our list here.
He was there is invited.
A move. I don't know. Ola.
Sorry, he's members. Here. Sorry, Mr. Mhlongo. The Mr. Mura that's here is the new committee researcher. He's JJ Muru. Yeah.
I'm going to introduce to you saying that one will join us on the first.
Apologies.
Okay.
One more. Late.
Yeah. Take this thing on the screen. Jabu. Honorable Nis, Honorable Mhlongo, Likasi Hens, and I want to say that. Can we take this opportunity to thank you, department, in all what you are busy with, that you put them aside and you join us. By this time, DM, with all who's still here, we are releasing you. Thank you so much. To take care of the committee and put aside everything, DM. Okay.
No, thank you very much, Chair. We are happy to leave you. Thank you very much for inviting us. It's always good to be in the presence of Honorable Mhlongo.
You must account DM.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, members. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Honorable members, I'm suspecting the one which is now coming on the agenda, like it, it was a long day. Is it not the UNESCO now, or is minutes?
No, Chair, it's the UNESCO report, Chair.
Honorable members, we are having UNESCO report in front of us, which we did deal with it. And today we are coming to do a formal adoption of it. But honorable members, we must not forget that the honorable member Mhlongo proposed that EDA is not supporting the report. Can I get that it is still like that, honorable Mhlongo?
It's still in order, Chair.
Okay. Honorable members, can we adopt this report? I'll ask you. Okay, I nearly leave the meeting. Hey, can we adopt this report, honorable members? Honorable Zondi?
Yes, sir, thank you very much. I propose that we take the report as presented. Thank you.
Thank you. Any seconder? Honorable Adams?
Chairperson, I second on the proposal of adoption. Thank you.
Honorable Mhlongo.
Chair, as we stated that we reserve our rights, we still don't support the report.
Thank you so much, honorable members. Honorable members, this report is adopted with a reservation of a DA. As they put it, like the reservation of EDA. Now, let's go to the minutes of 19 May. Can you go up? Honorable Mhlongo.
Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes as a reflection
Thank
of what
you,
we've discussed.
Thank you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just for the congratulations on Comrade Honorable Mhlongo, I will second on his proposal for adoption. Thank you.
What congratulations. Honorable Denise.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think it's just important that we note from this minutes, and I want to thank the staff. It's very prepared.
Long, long minutes, yes.
I want to just say that SAFA has asked our support for 2 points, Chairperson. The one is about the SAFA house and the land it is on, and they want a subdivision so that the SAFA house can be separated. Department of Public Works and Infrastructure must do that for them. They've asked our support for that, and then they ask our support on the issue for the Gauteng government on the and them on the NFB stadium. And I think what we must ask, I think what we said we need, they must provide us with a correspondence on that two topics that we can see what is the history and then that our committee can engage them for further support with regard to the two items. Thank you, Chairperson.
Noted, administrators. Thank you, Honorable Denise. The minutes are supported, and then the next...
Chairperson, before we go to the next minutes...
Yes, Honorable.
Chair, since we've adopted this, and as a true reflection, there must be follow-up on what we've discussed. The letter, which it was promised in the meeting, it's recorded that we'll get a letter. Now, lately, we're still waiting for whatever documents we've requested. They're still not on our desktop or on our table, so to say. Now, I'm saying with anything that we've discussed here, it's not yet. We're still waiting for the report. The Banyana, they claimed, Guti, they are going on the minutes. They claim that they're going on a camp 3 months before, and it shows what they didn't. That's why we lost even World Cup. Now, Gunama misleading statement here by the officials of SAFA, and Guna things that they must implement. Remember, I told you, and you were shocked, Guti, I'm going to a court. But it's a joke. That thing still stands. There's a court against myself and SAFA and Jordan because of the meeting that I told him that he runs SAFA like his own spaza shop. I said it in parliament, I've said it even outside. And now they're using SAFA money, not the Jordan's money, it's SAFA's money. It's an public-private partnership money to fight any litigation. For an example, RIA's issue, it still goes for arbitration. Now what I'm trying to say, Chair, can we have matters arising on these and can we follow up on them?
Honorable Mhlongo, sometimes you will want me to be confused in a meeting. This thing which we are raising of the litigation and whatever is not within these minutes, but we've noted what Honorable Denise that we still have outstanding information, and even yourself, you confirming that. So, and I've said immediately the administrators secretariat, they must do a follow-up of matters arising. So it's all in order. That's what I was agreeing, that they must do the follow-up as we're adopting these minutes. Thank you, honorable members.
No problem,
honorable. So,
the litigation, I thought it's here. If it's not here, I think it's omission, unless you're saying I didn't say it. Now I'll ask for a transcript to a meeting. The litigation issue, I've raised it on the meeting, and the members were shocked. And it must be minuted. I thought it's minuted.
Thank you, honorable.
The litigation between myself and Saskok and Denis Chodan, I've raised it. And they said, no, it was just that they didn't use money. There's a case number I'll share. I'll share it with you outside this meeting. And I'm still going to court with it.
Thank you, honorable Mhlongo.
Thank you.
Can you go to the 23rd minutes? Honorable members, these are our minutes of 23rd May. I'm not sure whether these hands are new hands. Let me start with Honorable Zondi.
Yeah, Chair. May.
Thank you, Honorable Zondi. Honorable Sibiya.
Thank you, Chairperson. Seconding the approval of the minutes. Congrats.
Thank you, Honorable Mal. Okay. The minutes have been adopted, honorable members. I don't see any other hand. Honorable members, now I wanted to say that to you, honorable members, when we arise, we were having this proposal of parliamentary program. Today we've done with the agenda of today, and then honorable don't rush, go to first honorable members on Friday. Can you go up again? Down.
Chairperson, can I just slide the correct one, the updated one? Because this one, I see that we were busy working on it. Can I just slide the correct one, Chair?
Yeah. Honorable Adams, may I go to the ladies? Was this thing still happening if I'll come before? Please.
Yes, Chair, thank you.
Yes, I've flighted the correct one, ma'am. Yes, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Chabu. Members, there is the draft agenda. We already start by the proposed draft agenda to be adopted. We started today's meeting. Yes.
Chairperson, sorry.
Thank you. Yes, Honorable Nsongo.
I wanted to find out, I've always asked about consulting. This is supposed not to be secretary and the chairperson and to us, supposed to be consulted. All political parties must be consulted and for us to have a smooth sailing of this meeting. I've sent an email to all of you responding to this, thinking that other issues of importance will be included on the proposed draft.
Back.
Now, what is the status before I comment on the proposed items that I've sent to all before the actual adoption? Remember, we spoke about consulting before the meeting. I've done what I was supposed to do, send the request earlier before the actual draft goes out.
I'm sorry, I'm back, Honorable.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, can I get what is the point which is raised by Honorable Mhlongo?
Honorable Mhlongo, can you just repeat? Thank you.
I was saying, okay, this program must be ours. And last time I've raised Guti and the chair said we must consult each other. And I've sent an email to say, we think these are the items that we must put on the agenda, on our program, so to say. And I've sent it before in time, and unless otherwise, so I wanted before engaging, noting what is the status or...
Can firstly deal with the agenda as it is, as proposed, and then we'll come back on your point, Honorable Mhlongo, to check whether what you proposed was having a bite in this program which you are tabling, and then can the secretariat talk to this program, and then I'm suspecting we'll come back to Honorable Mhlongo. Question.
Yes, Chairperson. Okay, so Chairperson, we're on the first meeting.
Maybe if I can respond, Honorable Mhlongo, you did forward to the secretariat, and then they've copied to me. You ask the issue of Netball South Africa, Banyana and SAFA, but I'm suspecting honorable members, they must know that what you have proposed, but let's get to the proposed and then we must reflect what happened about your proposal. Take us through, Jabu.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for my voice, I have the flu. Chairperson, today we have just dealt with the program where we've met with the DSEC and Public Protector, and we've also concluded with the UNESCO Convention, the consideration and adoption of the report and the minutes, and we've also discussed the committee discussions on the correspondence from the legal team. On Friday, Chairperson, the 1st of September, the proposals that we meet with the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture on the suspension of 8 national federations by SASCOC due to non-compliance. And also additional to that is, how did the suspensions come about and what is the department doing to assist the federations to ensure compliance and lifting of the suspensions? On Tuesday, the 5th of September, will be receiving a briefing by the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture on the 2022-2023 fourth quarter performance report, and will also consider and adopt a draft committee minutes. On Friday, the 8th of September, we'll be receiving a briefing by the South African Golf Association on the 2023-2024 annual report, progress made on the implementation of the Transformation Charter, with a focus on the 2023 Nedbank Golf Challenge. On Tuesday, the 12th of September, we'll be receiving a briefing by the National Arts Council on the PESP 4 funding. Friday, the 15th of September, we'll be receiving a briefing by the South African Gymnastics Federation on the annual report and an overview of the championships held in Pretoria in May 2023. On Tuesday, the 19th of September, we'll be receiving a briefing by the Freedom Park Museum on the annual performance plan and follow-up briefing on the management, employee challenges, and governance at the entity. And then we'll have a constituency period from the 26th of September to the 9th of October, Chairperson. Thank you, members.
Honorable members and our staff, can you open that door? I'm sorry, there's a knock, honorable members. I've asked honorable members with the can I ask honorable members and our staff that I'm proposing that 12th September and 15th September, if you don't have any problem of including the SAFA and the netball, can we look at that and we agree in this meeting that we don't have any problem because we are in a mood of finalizing our fifth term, that at least there are things that we cannot leave hanging. Are we agreeing, honorable members, that because what honorable Mhlongo proposing is the things that happened after all of us were not yet having all these issues that they are very important to us. So maybe if we can add them on October, as we're saying that September is full, but subject to be corrected by you honorable members, in order that maybe we must not pack this program, but we notice and recognize and we agreed with the administration, which is secretariat and researchers, that we've noted, and also can we ask Honorable Mhlongo and the rest of the committee that can you put them in the next program of us, which is October, if we are allowing us to do that. Let me see the hands. Honorable Mhlongo.
Chair, fine with me for October, Netball South Africa, SAFA, and yes. Library South Africa. And the last one is NPO.
Thank you. Okay.
Can it be minuted, Guti? Based on that, we mustn't get other items in October instead of proposing as agreed.
Come again.
I'm saying, can it be minuted that we support this, but in October we'll have the following: Netball South Africa, SAFA, and National Library of South Africa, and NPO. NPO is this Mzansi.
Honorable Mhlongo, we are taking what you are saying, but we can't not to have other other outstanding issues. When we were sitting with the researchers, content advisors, secretariat, I do look at the outstanding issues. Like now, I do agree with what we are saying. We'll do our best, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Malomane.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Let me firstly second the proposal, the proposed program. Let it be our program as it is. And then also add on that, on the email that was sent by Mr. Mhlongo, Honorable Mhlongo, on the 29th, that in the next term we include those entities, SAFA, Netball, South Africa, and so on. Thank you.
Thank you. Still seeing hands. Are those hands against on the secondment of Honorable Adams?
Chair, I agree on the what the member Malumana just said. I agree on that. So I second. Thank you.
Except that, honorable members, as I'm chairing, the content advisor is saying MNPO, we need to check how far the SIU is with their investigation. We'll come back to you, Honorable Mhlongo. We'll do our homework and we are going to respond. We're not saying we're not going to put it. So with this, we'll come back to you, Honorable Mhlongo. Honorable Eugene Teto. The program is adopted, and the email, the proposal of Honorable Mhlongo has been as proposed and accepted. I'm looking at any other view now, Honorable Mteto and Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chair. No, I concur with the proposed, but just a point of clarity that I see Department of Arts and Culture is coming, I think, on the proposed program. It's coming to do its report. So I wanted to find out if there are other issues that one can raise within that, or maybe leave it for October also. You would remember that I raised the issue of Downtown Music Hub, which remains an orphan since 2007 to date, with no one taking responsibility of it, yet it was bought by the department. So I would like it to be part, either be part of the day when the department is coming to respond to that, and then the issue of funding regarding the monitoring, the radio monitoring of the industry, so that we have correct royalties reflected by the collecting society as correctly collected and distributed. So there was a project that the department funded, yet we haven't had any report on that, whether it was successful or not. So I don't know if those two items could be slotted in during the day of the presentation by the department, or should they be treated separately? I think it's the Tuesday, 5th of September.
Can I propose this in order that we must make them accountable on that day? Can you assist the committee that, as from today, write to themselves about that? Because if you write to themselves, we'll need that when they are coming for this quarterly report, they must include what you're asking. You are not out of order, it's in order. But thank can you remind them as from today?
Okay, thank you, Chair. I'll certainly do so.
Yes. Honorable Dennis.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to remind our committee that we also need to give the department an opportunity to come and present on the first quarter report before the end of the year. Otherwise, we're going to have 7-8 months after the first quarter, which is too long. So we should see where we can slot them in as well before the end of the year on the first quarter report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thabo Soleka, are you listening what Honorable
Yes, Chair. We had
no. I'm getting a response. Chair, the downtown issue is a report was sent to Mr. Mthotho Izolo, which is yesterday. So Jabu, say something about what Honorable Dennis is proposing.
Yes, Chair, we will include the first quarter report. But remember, Chair, we're working with time as according to the program. So that report that Mr. Joseph is talking about will form part of when we work for the when we work towards the BRRR, Chair. So we are keeping an eye out for that one, Chair.
Okay. Hey, these hands are coming. My sister, Honorable Veronica.
Chairperson, I was also thinking there was a lot of information in the media about Boxing South Africa. So when we when the planning is done for the new program, the next program, maybe that must also be considered.
Honorable member, this issue of media and our good selves is fine, but remember, you must go back and ask us what must we call Boxing South Africa for. So I'm giving you this opportunity that you must talk to the administrators on the issue, and then we'll see what is it that you want us to call for Boxing South Africa. Because our other institution on the federation we did call, and if they are not yet implemented, we will be getting slot for others who are not yet did come, but we are not going and not to make them to account. If we want them to respond, we can even do e-correspondence. We must be aware that the time frames of our program of parliament is too limited. I'm not against what we are saying. Please talk to the secretariat, and we'll check on the outstanding issues of the department of the committee. Honorable members, now I'm suspecting we've done what is expected of us. We're going to take all what we are proposing, but also we still have a duty as researchers and the secretariat to put a propose a program to you, and then which means now we'll come back to you about that. Can I ask the honorable members that I want to close this meeting of today. But when I'm closing this meeting of today, can I say that it was a good and a fruitful meeting? And what I like about it is that the issues were raised and the way we raise it. And let's keep doing like this, raising our issues in our committee, and then our administrators will do a follow-up in the outstanding issues. I'm suspecting this is not the first time that this committee has been saying that we must have action out of the minutes. If we can try to do that, I'm suspecting we'll be fine with all of what we are doing as a committee. The new member of the research, I'm suspecting that now we have seen how this committee is busy. The researchers, the content advisors, the secretariat, they don't have Sundays and Saturdays. They don't have, I'm abusing them. Anytime I'm seeing something coming to the office of the chairperson, I call them, even if that information is coming on a Saturday or on a Sunday, because I don't want that we must be having a committee with a secretariat which are not responding to the issues. So you will get us running, and I'm suspecting your colleagues, Mr. Mahlasela, Lindiniwa, you have seen how we operate. And then Mr. Murowe on the first also will be welcoming him official. The meeting is closed.
Thank you, Chairperson. Nice afternoon to all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you all. Members. Bye-bye.